As grocery prices continue to climb amidst cost of living pressures, the federal government has released draft legislation that would make it illegal for major supermarkets, such as Coles and Woolies, to engage in price gouging, with the ACCC empowered to impose multi-million dollar penalties for breaches. The proposal is now open for public consultation from shoppers to suppliers until November 3. Susan Hu asked Assistant Minister for Productivity, Competition, Charities and Treasury, Dr. Andrew Lee, what was the main issue the reform aims to solve?
Well, our big two supermarkets have two-thirds of the supermarket market. That is a high share by international standards. And the government is concerned that we make sure that they're not price gouging Australian consumers. Other countries have price gouging laws. They operate in Europe and the UK. And we've learned from those examples in setting up the system that will operate in Australia from the beginning of next year.
So is it about bringing grocery prices down immediately or more about building long-term competition in the supermarket sector?
We are all about competition from paddock to pantry, where our reforms in the supermarket sector have ensured that the competition watchdog has more resources to monitor the big supermarkets. And this is about putting a prohibition in place against the supermarkets charging excessive prices. Ideally, we never want this to be used. We want the supermarkets to do the right thing by Australians and therefore ensure that there's no need for the ACCC to bring action. But if there is a need for them to bring action, they'll have strong powers, $10 million fines or up to 10% of turnover.
How will the government actually decide when a supermarket's prices become excessive? For example, what practical tests or benchmarks are there?
Yeah, it'll be up to the courts to determine that. This is a broad prohibition, not one that's sort of narrow or caught up in the circumstances of today, but one that can be effective into the future. The courts will have regard to the cost of supply plus a reasonable profit margin, or they might look at the prices of comparable goods in competitive markets.
Australians are feeling cost of living pressures right now. When could shoppers realistically expect to see a difference at the checkout if these rules take effect?
Well, this will kick in from beginning of next year. And as I said, we hope the laws don't have to be used. We hope that supermarkets will do the right thing in ensuring that they're not pricing excessively on any of their goods. But we do hear stories about shoppers who are concerned that supermarkets are doing the wrong thing. And it's those concerns that have led us to put in place those new powers.
Submissions to the Treasury Consultation Hub are open until November 3rd. Who can take part and what kind of feedback are you hoping for?
We're looking forward to hearing from everyone who's involved. That'll be shoppers, supermarkets and suppliers. We believe that this needs to be a big public conversation because the issue of price gouging has been significant for many Australians. Of course, we're doing a whole range of other things in the competition space. Every new merger in the supermarket sector has to be automatically notified to the Treasurer. We're reviewing the unit pricing code to crack down on shrinkflation. And we're working with states and territories on our national competition policy. The government is passionately committed to a more competitive and dynamic economy, and this is one part of that.
So will these proposed laws also apply to foreign-owned or overseas-based supermarkets operating in Australia?
So these will apply to supermarkets with more than $30 billion of supermarket turnover. At the moment, that covers Coles and Woolworths. Aldi, last time I checked, would have had about $12 billion worth of turnover, so they wouldn't come in for the foreseeable future.
Industry groups argue that these laws add red tape and that most price rises come from global supply costs, not local profiteering. How do you respond to these concerns?
Well, this will be done through the Food and Grocery Code. We're not setting up a new instrument. We're adapting an existing one. We are, of course, concerned to minimise the extent of unnecessary regulation. But in this case, we know that many Australians spend a good chunk of their pay packet on the weekly shop. And ensuring that they're getting a fair deal at the checkout is a big priority for the Labor government.
Dr. Andrew Lee, Assistant Minister for Productivity, Competition, Charities and Treasury, speaking with Susan Hu.